Now, it's been 2 years since the government announced it would establish a home affairs portfolio and just over 18 months since it came into being. Since then, the department and its high-profile minister and secretary have attracted much controversy, discussion and criticism, centering around Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, whether he has too much power, and broader criticism as to its culture of secrecy. Well, to discuss is Jacinta Carroll joining me on the line, Director of the National Security Policy at the National Security College of the Australian National University. Jacinta, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thanks for your time. So for those who don't know, what is the role of the Home Affairs Department in Australia?
The Home Affairs Department is like an internally focused and particularly security focused agency that is in some ways a central agency equivalent to defence looking at defence matters and foreign affairs looking at international matters. Now, over the course of Australia's history, we've had a number of iterations of Home Affairs Departments that are focused on different things at different times. So regional Australian issues, states and territory issues, federalism. But now, as it's been formed again in the recent manifestation, the focus is very much national security and immigration and law enforcement and trying to ensure that there's a crossover of information and also a combined strategic policy approach from the Commonwealth level on those issues.
Right, so there's a lot of worry, concern that Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has a lot of power with the recent legislation he's proposed about foreign fighters returning to Australia and, you know, a slew of other things. How great is this risk of abuse of power in the department?
Well, look, there's always a risk of laws being stretched, particularly just the way our laws are written in the common law environment. They're very much principles in general rather than being very specific and narrow. The range of laws that have been developed in relation to counter-terrorism, I know that most people don't look at them closely because they don't affect most of our lives, but they're actually being developed in a very considered manner, very gradually, in full consultation between the Commonwealth and the states and territories through COAG, really very consistently looked at and reviewed, and in some cases, sunset clauses put in place around some of these laws really since the 9/11 period. So the challenge with terrorism, and particularly the very difficult challenge of foreign fighters, meant that all countries around the world looked at this issue and said, we really don't have the tools to deal with this. We're not used to our own citizens travelling overseas, going to fight for a terrorist organisation that's calling itself a state, and effectively fighting against our own country. This is a challenge that all countries have faced, and we've all signed up to the UN Security Council resolutions on foreign fighters to say we would do something, particularly prosecute. But to date, only a handful of countries have been able to do that. Australia is one of them. So, look, they're really challenging issues because they are strong laws, and they're ones that do affect our citizens. But that's why we have very strong focus on oversight and accountability and review. And again, it's something that's usually done out of the spotlight through our parliamentary joint committees, through the Commonwealth Ombudsman and various other oversight mechanisms. But we do have quite a range of very strong oversight and accountability measures, including a dedicated independent national security legislation monitor. And this position was set up specifically to look at these laws and to make sure they're reviewed. So, with the amount of power that is in these laws and the crossover between a range of rights and a range of agencies, there is a need for that oversight. And we do it pretty well in Australia, but we've got to keep that focus on ensuring that as we have new laws, that we do scrutinise those, that we do them in a public way, and that we also ensure that we've got ongoing scrutiny and oversight as they're used.
Oh, that's definitely what we need. Well, Jacinta, that is all we have time for today, but thank you very much for your time on the show.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Jacinta Carroll, Director of the National Security Policy at the National Security College of the Australian National University, discussing Australia's Home Affairs Department and its regulation and oversight. And if you did miss that story, make sure to check it out on our website, 2ser.com.